You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Sleep me.
All right. Happy Sunday night. You've tuned into the HeritageRadioNetwork.org. I'm Erin Fairbanks, Executive Director of the network, and we are taking a time out from our regular Sunday programming to do a little update from the Good Food Awards. We are now on the line with Ed Kaufman. He's the Director of Roasting at Joe's here in New York City. Ed, welcome to the show.
Erin, how are you?
I'm doing great. So where are you calling us from?
I'm calling you from a delightful little place in North Berkeley called Bartavelle. It used to be Cafe Fanny before, and I'm just having my afternoon coffee here and visiting some friends.
Nice, a coffee man drinking coffee, like a way to stay on point. So, curious, was this your first year attending the Good Food Awards?
What's that? I'm sorry.
Was this your first year attending the awards?
Yes, it was. It was our first year submitting, and turned out pretty well for us, and a great experience all around.
Nice. Can you tell us a little bit about the submitting process?
We sent in a few pounds of coffees that we were roasting back in September, and the coffees were tasted blind by a panel of some of my best coffee heroes and scored. And then from there, as long as they tasted very good, they went on to screen for traceability and sustainability on the ecological and sociological level, and we met all the criteria. So they're screened for flavor and for sustainability.
Yeah, that's one of the interesting things about the awards is it's not enough just to have a great tasting product, but there's an additional kind of few criterias, and as I said in the earlier segment, you can definitely learn more about the nuts and bolts of the awards by listening to episode one of Straight from the Taurus, where we spoke with Sarah Wiener, one of the founders of the Good Food Awards. So, Ed, when you were making your decision to head out to San Francisco, can you tell us a little bit about the planning process? I mean, do you get out there often? Where were the stops on your list?
Well, the coffee industry is pretty small, so of course we wanted to visit all of our coffee friends here at SideGlass and Four Barrel and Ritual and Blue Bottle. So usually we kind of plan our trip around coffee stops and then squeeze some food stops in on the way. But a lot of the people that came here from out of town for the awards were on the same tour that we were, so we kept bumping into people all over the city. It was great.
Yeah, it's like one of those things about the food world can feel kind of small. So as a professional coffee roaster, I mean, give us a little insight when you get together with other experts in your field. What are you guys talking about these days?
Well, a lot. One of my coffee heroes, Colby from Verve, he and I had a wonderful conversation about traceability and about buying directly from the producers. Now, there are a couple different ways to do it. The coffee we submitted was from Ethiopia. Since we started roasting in August, we weren't really able to fly me and a couple other people out to Ethiopia to find this coffee, but we purchased it through someone who works very closely with the cooperative that we purchased it, that the coffee came from. So there's that side, and it was just as good as buying direct, as long as we're utilizing a supply chain that has traceable links and everyone's paid fairly along the way. And then on the other side, of course, is me hitting the ground and cupping coffee all over Western Ethiopia to find my gems. But, it saves us a little work if we can buy through reputable importers and brokers.
Yeah, sure. I mean, coffee is definitely one of those crops that, I think it's challenging. It has a long and storied history. And I think if folks want to find out a little bit more about your work, they should definitely tune in to, you were just recently on our founder Patrick Martin's show, The Main Course, episode 158, I think, right?
Yeah, that was a great show.
So what's your strategy going into an award event like that? I mean, I'm just imagining kind of you know, at the tasting event on Saturday morning, there's so many great producers. I mean, how do you decide where to hit first? And also, how do you drink that much coffee?
Very, very small cups. there were a lot of great coffee people there. We were all side by side rubbing elbows. It was, you know, I get starstruck around coffee roasters and coffee people and food people, even more so than movie stars. So it was quite an honor to be surrounded by so many dedicated, hardworking people who were, you know, all on the same path. But, you know, I just wanted to stay in sponge mode and stay humble and absorb as much as I could about sourcing the right ingredients from the right places and you know, really trying to apply our everyday little cup of espresso or every batch I roast and thinking about how it makes the world a better place all around, but one little piece at a time. And that seemed to be the theme for the whole awards, you know, with every category from chocolate to spirits to confections and coffee. It was great. It was really great energy across all categories.
Awesome. I'm curious, you know, if, without getting too political, if you could maybe name a few of your standouts for some of the other categories, you know, the cheese or preserves or confections or spirits.
Yes. There were, let's see, who else was there? Like I said, Colby from Verve was there. There were, you know, I met so many people this week, and I have a handful of cards in my pocket and was inspired by many people. But Portland Roasting Company, Panther from Miami, on the coffee side. And there were, you know, there were just so many other people there in chocolate and confections and the other categories that I don't know exactly.
You're like a little bit of whirlwind mode.
Yeah.
So when do you head back to the East Coast?
Yes.
When are you heading back this way?
I'm heading tomorrow. We're heading back tomorrow. And, you know, I did have to say that I was particularly inspired by Alice Waters. She gave a speech before we all started. And it was kind of about training your palate to taste for something special and then to hold on to that and keep searching for it. So I just wanted to say that on air because I thought that melted my heart. It was awesome.
And she's always good. I mean, there's something about being in a room filled with people and hearing Alice speak that I think always leaves a really significant mark. That's exciting. And it's like great advice to come back. So what's anything on in particular on your to-do list for your return that was inspired by the event?
I think we're going to, you know, I would really like to put out some of these more conceptual ideas to the staff of Joe, because we work with a ton of creative people, and just see how we can apply some of the principles to our practices. Whether they be in small increments or large increments, and definitely want to try to start lobbying for some plane tickets to coffee growing regions so I can start shaking some hands and tasting coffee at origin.
Nice. And now the coffee that you entered in the competition this year, can folks who are lucky enough to be here in New York taste that anywhere, or was it a limited run?
Well, it's been on our menu since September. And I actually roasted the last batch on Wednesday to bring to the Good Food Awards. So there are still some at all the Joes. It's the Ethiopia Camp Cooperative, and it's still on all the shelves at Joe, probably just for about another couple days. But it's really nice. It's still really nice, even though it's, you know, 10, 11 months off harvest. We did have a chance to meet with the exporter at their facility in Oakland a few days ago, and expressed our interest in working again with Camp Cooperative in this coming harvest. So hopefully that relationship will stay strong over a couple of years or even longer.
Nice. And if folks want to stay in touch with what's going on at Joe's, what's the best way for them to follow the latest and greatest in the coffee roasting world?
You can check out the website, the joenewyork.com.
Awesome. Great. Well, Ed, thank you so much for joining us and giving us a little bit of an update. Enjoy the rest of your day in Berkeley. I hope it's sunny there for you.
Oh, thanks, Aaron. Thanks for the call.
Awesome. All right. Well, if folks want to learn a little bit more about the Good Food Awards, see some of the other winners or nominees, you can find out everything you want to know by visiting www.goodfoodawards.org. Thanks so much for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes Store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Heritage_Radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.